standing with us. Before you went to the war, my wife and I put our daughter, Sophia, on the bus to go to the Pearlman Jewish Day School, the school that I went to. As she grows older, God willing, she will go to Akiva and Albaric Hebrew Academy, where I was blessed to go to school. I've been to Israel 6 times. In fact, my wife and I got engaged at Yavin Moshe, right underneath the windmill. I know many of you have been there. 8 years on Capitol Hill, I had the honor of working for senators and representatives who care deeply about the state of Israel. And in the legislature, I've worked hard, as Senator Obama has on Capitol Hill, to divest Pennsylvania dollars from Iran. Friends, in short, I take my faith and my identity very seriously. I also take my endorsement of Senator Obama as an American Jew very seriously. I would not endorse Senator Obama. I would not stand with Senator Obama if he did not believe that Israel's security was sacrosanct. And I would not stand with Senator Obama if he did not demonstrate throughout his career, as he has, the very principles of Tikkun Olam, of repairing the world. I ask you, friends, as Senator Obama approaches, to do what we are commanded to do, what we are taught to do on Pesach coming up in just a few days. To do what our daughter Sophia will do, and that is ask questions. And then allow ourselves to hear the answers, to hear the story. And then ultimately, as we see from Pesach and from the Haggadah, the true lesson is that we must look forward. And friends, that is what a Barack Obama presidency will be all about looking forward, about repairing the world, about bringing people together. That is why I'm so proud to stand with Senator Obama. That is why I have worked so hard, as so many of you have, to help him become our next president. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who I hope will be the next president of the United States, Senator Barack Obama.